The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week's Monday expert, who is Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist at the Black Rock Clinic. And our first topic is microneedling. What is microneedling?
Good morning, Pat. Microneedling is a treatment for the skin which involves creating multiple micro injuries in the skin using devices embedded with fine needles. It's a super treatment. I'm a big fan of it. It's safe and effective if it's done properly, carefully, with good aftercare, and people follow the advice.
What's it used for?
So there are lots of uses. First of all, it's used for people with completely normal skin a couple of times a year, I think is perfectly appropriate, who want to keep their skin firm, keep the fine lines reduced. You can't keep them at bay, but reduce them, keep the pores refined, pigment down. So it can be just a normal cosmetic beauty treatment. Medically, we use it an awful lot. It's my favourite treatment for a condition called melasma or chloasma, or people might know it as the mask of pregnancy or the contraceptive pill. So it's not strictly speaking only hormonal, and 1% of cases occur in men, but it's a very disfiguring type of pigmentation which really upsets young women. It's quite geographic. It can appear in the forehead, on the cheeks, and be quite hard to camouflage without very thick makeup. And I find microneedling done properly in the clinic very successful for that. We'll also use it for mild acne scarring, for fine lines, for stretch marks, and generally to enhance the absorption of topicals.
Now, do we understand the mechanism of how it works?
Yes, we do. These micro channels stimulate growth factors, and in doing so, stimulate the fibroblasts. So it's called fibroblasts make collagen, and it's called a collagen induction treatment. Now, the thing about collagen is the collagen factory is in the upper dermis. That's below the epidermis. So the average person doing some home microneedling is not going to get those medically beneficial effects, because you'd want to be penetrating far deeper into the skin. The home microneedling devices, little things called derma rollers, are very nice, but they would just penetrate about 0.2 millimetres. In the clinic, the devices will penetrate between 0.5 and 3. But you have to be very careful, because obviously once you start doing that, you're disrupting the integrity of the skin and you can have consequences.
So what are the risks and what are the potential consequences?
Okay, well, everything carries a risk. The most common risk would be infection. So if somebody is prone to cold sores, if they have them regularly, I would definitely pre-treat them with an oral antiviral. If they get a cold sore after microneedling and the barrier of the skin is disrupted by having hundreds and thousands of tiny, tiny holes on the skin, it can run like wildfire and cause scarring. Bacterial infection like impetigo. A more serious complication would be, particularly in dark skin or when we treat pigmentation, if people are over-aggressive, they can actually cause permanent hypopigmentation, which is white marks on the skin. Or indeed, if people don't follow the sun protection advice post-treatment, which would really be zinc oxide with iron oxide to block out all visible light penetrating into the skin, they could end up with worsening pigmentation, particularly with darker skins.
Would it help rosacea, for instance?
No, no, no. Microneedling would have no role for rosacea, and I would be never recommended for inflamed skin. Rosacea already has a barrier problem, and creating a whole load of tiny holes will not reduce the broken blood vessels. That needs laser.
Now, if you have microneedling on any part of your body, and where is it normally applied? Is it mostly the face?
Mostly the face, then the neck, but it's also used on the chest. It can be used on stretch marks, which would commonly be on the abdomen or inner thighs.
And can you see, after you've had a treatment, can you see where you've had the treatment? I mean, does it redden or...?
Yes, you look like a boiled tomato for about a day. And you may have tiny little blood dots if it's done in the clinic, because we would penetrate the skin deeply enough to get to the collagen factory.
Now, we've had a number of questions coming in about microneedling, first of all. Is it effective for lines around the mouth, over the upper lip and at the sides of the mouth? Wondering about non-surgical treatments for deeper smile lines around the mouth in particular. What can you expect from the treatment and afterwards?
So, yes, it will be a treatment we would use to weaken those lines. It's not going to get rid of them. People are great at overselling all of these, but it will definitely soften them up, and it can make them more responsive to small amounts of filler or Botox. So, yes, it will help those.
I have a question for Rosemary. I have skin around my nose, which is really flaky, but I also wake up every morning with 5 or 6 new whiteheads in the same place. I presume the flakes are seborrheic dermatitis, and this usually responds to treatment. However, the whiteheads won't go, whatever I do. I've tried Rosex, I have rosacea too, and Fusidin with no success. Anything else I can do?
Well, I would agree that the most likely diagnosis is seborrheic dermatitis. I wonder what the treatment they are referring to is, because if they are putting on a greasy occlusive cream, that could result in a folliculitis, seborrheic folliculitis. So it depends on what the treatment is. Most commonly, we'd use something simple like Caniston HC. But there's also a condition called perioral dermatitis, which will start as little tiny yellow and white spots around the corners of the nose and down the nasolabial folds. And that would require something like Soolantra from the GP or an oral antibiotic for 6 weeks.
My wife has been on HRT treatment for about a year. She's developed a rash above and below her mouth, a red rash that, while not painful, is really annoying. Any advice?
Yes, I think that rash is the one I've just alluded to with the previous lady. I think she's got perioral dermatitis and needs to go to the GP for either Soolantra or a 6 week course of antibiotics.
Someone wants to know, what is the gold standard laser for perioral lines?
For perioral lines, the gold standard, the strongest laser, would be the carbon dioxide laser. Most people are not prepared to consider that and the downtime and the risks of depigmentation or hypopigmentation. So the most commonly used one would be a Fraxel or an erbium YAG laser. Quite strong lasers to hit those lines.
My son is 12 years old, has recently experienced lots of pimples on his face and upper back. Is this acne? I brought him to the doctor who prescribed Epiduo gel, which has calmed the redness and reduces it somewhat, but it's like peeling his skin off. Is this normal, and should we continue using this cream, or is there something better?
Okay, a lot of questions there. First of all, it's definitely acne. Secondly, well done for going straight to the doctor, because that child could scar otherwise. Epiduo is a very good cream, and a common side effect is peeling, but it wouldn't be an appropriate treatment for the back. That child needs tablets. The typical one would be tetracyclines, and if the acne doesn't respond, they will need to go on a stronger medication or go to the dermatologist and address their diet. 12-year-old boys are hungry creatures. They'll often be downing litres of milk, and that will often trigger the acne, and peanut butter.
Another one is, scalp microneedling good for hair loss?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually think that that is being blown out of all proportion. I think that's major marketing. It is not the best treatment for hair loss. And my concern with scalp microneedling is that people are wasting valuable time going on medications, because every hair follicle that's lost is lost.
Chilblains, female in the 40s, what's a preventative measure besides wrap up, exercise, fluids, or do all of the above?
Okay, well, assuming they've done everything that they could Google, pop into the GP for assessment for a course of tablets called nifedipine, which would be a vasodilator. Okay. So that could solve her problem. And topical steroids for the localized areas.
I'm 63. I have discoloring on my two legs, on my shins. Any idea what the cause might be?
Well, without seeing it, I couldn't say, because there are so many causes, but a very common one would be varicose eczema, but it could also be a sign of thyroid disease. There are many causes. I'm afraid we'd have to see that.
My son, who was surfing in contaminated water in Morocco due to the heavy rains, has broken out in a rash on his torso, upper thighs and groin. Could this be a bacterial infection or an allergy? Now, God knows what the pollution was, but you're probably looking at stormwater mixing in with the regular seawater and contaminating it in that way.
True, but it's very likely that that has absolutely nothing to do with it, because hopefully if he's in Morocco, he's applying lots of sunblock. He could be allergic to that. He could have a very common condition called polymorphic light eruption. You know, if he's had a shower afterwards and he's a perfectly healthy young man without a skin disease, I really wouldn't be expecting the pollution to be the number one cause on my list. There are many variables there. So pop into the GP for an assessment.
Can you ask Rosemary what her thoughts are on liquid microneedling, please? It's less invasive and there's no downtime afterwards, which is wonderful, but I wonder if it's any good.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Liquid microneedling.
Liquid microneedling. There was, I've never heard, because a needle is a needle.
It's a
so
piercing, yeah.
I don't know how a liquid. So there is a new device that's been really heavily marketed literally this weekend, whereby, and it's very expensive, and I wonder if this is what they're referring to, whereby there are needles and there is liquid in the container with the needles, which is meant to be diffused into the skin at the time. I'm very skeptical because I looked it up at the weekend. It's been like heavily marketed by 70%. It's flooding social media and I'm always very skeptical. So I don't know what research was
done. So this is more like a patch delivery of medicines.
Well, I don't even know if it is that. Like, how much of this liquid is getting into the skin just because it's flooding on top? What we normally do when we want, say, a drug to get into the skin with microneedling, we will microneedle through the drug.
Okay.
So we will put a serum on the skin and microneedle through it to get it to penetrate.
Would microneedling be good for vitiligo?
No, it would be contraindicated in active vitiligo. Good question. Because vitiligo can occur at the site of trauma.
Okay.
Now, there is a lot of talk about transplant of skin from the normal skin into the vitiligenous skin. I wouldn't touch it if I had vitiligo.
This is a condition I've never heard of. What is the cause and management of a pyogenic granuloma on a finger?
Very easy, just excise it. So it's over-exuberant granulation tissue, which is healing tissue following the site of trauma. That would be just curetted off in 2 minutes must be analysed by histology to make sure it's not an amelanotic melanoma.
Very good. Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist at the BlackRock Clinic, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.